Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, you've heard the old saying, waste not. Won't not. Well, that actually, no, not every old saying is correct, but that is a scriptural principle. We've already talked about that, you know, in talking about wisdom and riches, wisdom and wealth. We gave you instances of people I know and other cases. Somebody started out, one individual I told you about, started out with $50 and a set of tapes on how to be led by the Spirit. And now is a multimillionaire. Have you ever had $50? And a set of tapes? Well, why aren't you a multimillionaire? Or why don't I have more money than I do? And this is where people get into this. A lot of folk don't like this kind of talk. They look at you like, well, that's not for everybody. Yeah, it is. That's where people get into the no-fault religion. That's why a lot of folk like other churches different from ours. Because they just want to go and not stay long. And they want people to tell them that nothing is your fault. If your needs are not met, it's not your fault. God just didn't see fit to do it. If you're not healed, it's not your fault. If things don't go right, if you're a failure in life, God in His mysterious ways saw fit to ordain and destine you to be a failure and broke and sick. For reasons you'll probably never understand in this life. But it's a lie. I said, it's a lie. It is not true. It is not true. The truth is, you and I could already be really, really rich with the money that has already come through our hands. You and I could be super rich right now. Why? Well, we wasted it. We blew it. For nothing you can show for it now. Right? So it was vain. And at the time, we didn't know the difference. We got money, so we spent it. Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you may be dead. That's a fool's mentality. And fools will live in lack. But I do not believe I'm pastoring a church full of fools. So, we're stopping the waste. And we're coming up. Right? We're changing that. And the Lord is coming. Where could you be in another 5 years or 10 years if we just eliminated the waste? If we just did that, what would happen? What were you talking about, Brother Keith? Well, I'm talking about, help me, Lord. Now, we swept under the rug last week, didn't we? We may have to get behind the door tonight. Right? Read this and then I'll go on. Proverbs 21:20. Just back up to that. Before you read this, I'm going to read you another translation of the one you just read. Just listen. It says, he that cultivates his land will have plenty of bread. He that follows after vain persons will have poverty. This one says, he who follows worthless people and worthless pursuits will have poverty. Another one says, he who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. He who follows empty pursuits, the NAS says. Well, see, that's all vanity. Empty, worthless. Have you ever put a lot of time and effort and money into something and it turned out to be a total waste? Why'd you do that? You did not do it led by the Spirit. Right? The Spirit of God did not lead you to waste 8 months of work and $10,000 in something that you wasn't going to see a penny out of. But see, people do. They try to explain it away. They go, oh yeah, we did that, you know, but the Lord showed me that there was a spiritual thing going on. And, oh yeah. Yeah, people like that better than just saying, I missed it. But the problem with that, you keep explaining everything away, you're never going to come out. You got to be a man, you got to be a woman, and you got to step up and go, I didn't hear from God on that. I just missed it. God is not in failure. It never worked. I couldn't get ahead. It was just spinning my wheels for nothing. Well, then you didn't hear from God. Oh, boy. Wish you could see some of the looks I'm getting across this place. Well, yes, I did, but you're telling me God led you into failure. And that's all you've seen is failure out of it, but that's what God told you to do it. I've had people ask us about the church. You know, the church has done so well. 3 years. Good numbers. Everything's paid for. And people want to do seminar. Brother Keith, come do us a seminar. How to do it. Here's how to do it. Hear from God. Amen. Gotta hear from God. Yeah. Well, we know that. We know that. But tell us the particulars. That's the problem. People rush past that part. You got to hear from God. Amen. Right? About what to do and where to do it and when to do it and how to do it and with whom. You got to hear from God. People rush past that. They just get a good idea and go, yeah, 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 yeah. And they talk with their friends. Yeah, yeah, I think the Lord's in this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. $300,000 and years worth of sweat later, they go, well, I guess maybe the Lord wasn't in that. Or, yeah, it was God. But you know, the people just wouldn't get behind it. And the devil just shut us down. He can't. The devil can't just stop you doing what God told you to do. He can't do that. He ain't that big. Well, the devil just shut us down. No, no, no. He's been stripped. He's been brought to naught. He's under our feet. No, no, no. The problem is you and me have missed it and wasted money and got involved with people we shouldn't have been involved with and spent time on stuff and money on stuff that we should not have. Right? Yes, sir. And all of that eats your prosperity. Right. And you keep doing it year after year after year. That's why it takes so long to barely try to get ahead. And some folk never do because of foolishness and continually wasting, 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 wasting. But the wise person, the wise man or woman, doesn't. With the wise man, the wise woman, you can learn to be led by the Spirit, my friend, until there is purpose in every move. There is direction and faith in every word. There is faith and a future in every seed. Did you hear me? And by the wisdom of God, you can eliminate all this waste. I'm going to ask you the question again. Now, if you and I just eliminated the waste, where would we be? In just a few years, where would we be? Proverbs 21, are you there? 21:20 says, there's treasure to be desired in oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up. And here says a self-confident foolish man swallows it and wastes it. Wastes it. Now, when we say waste, that is not an excuse for being poverty-minded and poverty mentality and saving every bread wrapper and the tithes. Because we can't waste, Brother Keith. We can't. And you got margarine bowls from 1975. And you wash with shreds of soap. I mean, you have to reach down and pick them up, put them together, three little shreds. Oh, I dropped my shred. Throw that away and get you a bar of soap.
Amen.
I said, Brother Key, what difference does it make? It makes a difference. It's your mind. It's your mentality. Yeah. You are thinking and acting like a poor person.
Yeah. That's right.
And as long as you do, you're going to stay poor. Yeah. Adding water to the ketchup bottle. Yeah, but Brother Keith, it's got some in the bottom. I could throw that thing away and go get you a new ketchup bottle. How much does a little bottle of ketchup cost? Tell me. How much? A dollar? A half? Get you a new bottle of ketchup. Just do it on purpose now. You got a half inch left in the bottom. Just take it and throw it away and go there. And don't go dig it out. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it in the can. Well, Brother Keith, I'm just like you preaching now. I don't want to waste anything. I'm not preaching that.
That's right.
That's why I'm taking the time to define it and qualify it. That's not what we're talking about.
Amen.
Rinse out the shampoo bottle five times. Oh, there's a little in there, Brother Keith. There's a little in there. Get you a new bottle. That's poverty-minded. Now remember, 3 John 2, how are you going to prosper? Even as your soul, see, your soul includes your thinking and the way you see things. And so you're not going to prosper outside till you prosper in your soul. And as long as you're doing that, it shows your soul's not prospering. You still think and act like a poor, poor person.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Waste, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602-O. That's R-1602-O, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.